The ostentatious takeover of the government of Lebanon by fascist Shiite militancy is no more a secret, it is an established fact. The whole constitutional process is fraudulent and systematically rigged to serve and cover the politics of subversion conducted by Hezbollah and its acolytes. It's worth mentioning that this policy, far from being a partisan and peripheral course, is a major shift enacted within the Shiite community as a whole. The dissenting voices amongst Shiites are minorities subdued by terror and moral harassment. We are in a typical situation of primary totalitarianism whereby intellectual and political pluralism is smothered and ideological conformity is forced upon various Shiite and Lebanese constituencies. A political analysis that fails to grasp the rationale behind destroying democratic and institutional public life and its relegation to procedural impostures designed to conceal effective domination is pointless. The symmetric course of political subversion operating at both regional and internal levels unveils the political plot of Iranian political expansionism, its pattern, and idiosyncratic modulations throughout the Middle East. Lebanon, alike Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Palestinian territories are operational theaters and platforms for surrogate warfare and militant insurgencies. The effective annihilation of Lebanon's sovereignty is a fact to reckon with, and a sequence within a strategy that has been in use since the Iraq War in 2003, and the subsequent unraveling of the Arab interstate system which succeeded the Arab Springs, and its debunked myths and ideological repertoires. The derailed politics of normalization and peacemaking mediations refereed by the United States have culminated with the pogrom of October 7, 2023, and the war dynamics it elicited throughout the region. One wonders whether Lebanon has the chance to recover its sovereignty and rebuild its institutions under the sway of Iranian subversion politics and the spell of Islamic totalitarianism and its dictates. The separation of states is quite inconceivable since the notion of territorial sovereignty, national realm, and integrated national communities are inexistent and, if ever, should be destroyed. The strategic scheme of the uniform operational theaters dispenses with political mediations as long as they do not dovetail with the Anschlusspolitik, the policy of annexation, and its imperatives. The whole political life in Lebanon is reduced to a mere shadow theater whereby political actors are impersonators with assigned roles redefined all along the pre-scripted political and strategic scheme. Political and intellectual resistance within the imperial realm of Iranian Islamism extends from Tehran to Beirut. Oppositions are bound to close ranks and put in traction checkmate policies designed to challenge and denounce the arbitrary rule of Islamic dictatorship, undermine their expansionism, and discredit their spurious moral and political credentials. The cynicism and the moral deviousness of this murderous dystopia have no limits, since Islamic jurisprudence and its repertoire of ca suistries have condoned terrorism, organized criminality, and every sort of human rights violation, and provided for religious warrants. The acts of resistance have to proceed in a reticular manner to circumvent the obstacles set all along the road. Otherwise, domestic oppositions should rely on coordinated political action and international networking. There is no point in negotiating with an arrogant imperial power and its local minions, at a time when a relevant political action requires a coordinated stratagem to defeat the totalitarian hydra and dispel its fallacies. John Bolton's roadmap seems to be the best solution suggested so far.